Jalen Hurts has his best day of practice so far at training camp. So too did Jalen Reagor. Iron continues to sharpen iron at wide receiver and corner, and we're sleeping on another edge rusher. All that and more coming up on this Tuesday edition of your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, Locked On Eagles.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We thank you so much for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Welcome in, Eagles fans, to a Tuesday edition of the show, free and available all day, every day, Monday through Friday, wherever you get LOE, every podcast platform, as well as on YouTube. And make sure you hit us up on Twitter at Locked On Birds and at DiBiase LOE. So excited to get into another show today. The Eagles had their second practice of week two. We have training camp underway now 2 weeks in. We have the open practice this Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. I'll be there. Can't wait to be down in Philadelphia and inside the link for the first time in 4 years. So much excitement around this team. And we've got the preseason coming up. I didn't realize how quickly football is coming, even with training camp already underway. The Hall of Fame game is on Thursday. The Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony this Saturday. Football is here, and we've got you covered right here on Locked On Eagles 5 days a week. Getting into everything that's been happening around practice, there's been a lot to talk about. And today, as I mentioned, I want to get into the Jalen's thriving. I want to get into some other receivers and corners that have been absolutely battling, and it's been a star-studded matchup at the NovaCare Complex. And then there's one guy on defense that I feel like, and Gino Camilleri, my co-host, yesterday mentioned this briefly. For a second, he mentioned this name as a guy that we haven't really talked about a lot because we just assume he's going to be good, but I do want to talk about him later on in the show. But I want to start this podcast with, of course, the most important position in football, because yesterday on the podcast, we did stock up, stock down for the first week of training camp, who has shined and who has struggled so far. And I put stock down for Jalen Hurts. I felt like, you know, he had a really good start, a great first practice last week, and then he had three bad practices, was inconsistent passing the football, was kind of showing a lot of the same issues that he did in 2021. And it's a practice where quarterbacks aren't going to run the football. The whistle gets blown automatically. And I felt like, hey, he needs to have a wow season as a passer this year with all these weapons to get the Eagles to another level and to get his career to another level to make sure the Eagles keep him around beyond 2022. And so, of course, practice has only been a week, but I was disappointed and discouraged to hear that, you know, he's been just okay again as a passer. He's been up and down, and he had an okay practice again on Monday, but it is great to hear that apparently on Tuesday, Jalen Hurts did have his best day of practice. And that's good to hear because we mentioned it on the show yesterday. We're not going to panic, but you do want to hear in a season where he has to be great that he's stringing along consistent practices where he is shining and showing the improvements he has made as a passer. Jalen Hurts himself did say on Sports Radio 94 WIP yesterday that he too thinks the key to he and this offense becoming an elite unit in 2022 is through consistency in his game and through the offense as a whole. Well, that was the case on Tuesday. He was apparently money in the short game, intermediate, on some deep balls. There were some wow throws to Jalen Reagor, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. That's exactly what you want to hear. That's how you want to bounce back after a rough end of practice last week. Jalen Hurts has now back-to-back good days. You got to start stringing those along. Again, Jalen Hurts is a gamer, and training camp has never made or break anybody. As you can see, the other guy in this graphic, Jalen Reagor, had an amazing training camp last year, and we've always heard things about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside over the last few years, and they've never done anything in the regular season. That's where the real evaluation comes down to play, but training camp is part of the evaluation process, and you want to see, this is the first step to see that if these guys developed. Well, it looks like Hurts did look developed on Tuesday. Apparently, he was decisive. He was in rhythm, throwing with anticipation, again, in the short and intermediate game. And what I love to hear, a couple of specific things, was Hurts and A.J. Brown are clicking right now over the middle of the field. And that is something that the Eagles need, because Hurts last year barely ever utilized the middle of the field as a passer. we talked about on the show last week, the value of AJ Brown coming in and allowing Hurts to thrive in that area where normally he's uncomfortable. But if you want to develop as a complete passer, you have to be able to threaten a defense in the middle and not just hug the boundary. On the left sideline too, where Hurts struggles, he's going to want to get the football to AJ Brown. You can hear that this chemistry between those two is really brewing at camp. So his eyes are going to go where AJ Brown are. The good thing is AJ Brown eats over the middle, and it sounds like the two are connecting over the middle so far at practice. That's a great sign. And you know what else I love too was hearing that Jalen Hurts today was throwing from some different arm angles. I guess he hit Rager in stride over the middle on a sidearm throw. And that's something like I love seeing that with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, you know, even, you know, some of the most elite arm talents in the league. That doesn't mean they're elite quarterbacks, but you even look at Lamar Jackson and Matt Stafford, Zach Wilson, these just naturally gifted, incredible throwers of the football can throw at so many different angles. Hurts really last year, I thought about it, like you didn't see a lot of that sidearms and creativity, being able to throw off platform a whole lot. Does he have the natural arm talent of those guys? No, but it's cool to hear that he's, you know, making some side arm throws. It shows development in his game as a passer, and he's trying different things and trying to develop his skills and be multiple, not only as a runner and as a passer, but multiple as a passer, being multiple, not only just going to the sidelines, but going over the middle, different arm angles. That's all important stuff for him to reach that next level. So it was great to hear that he was thriving on Tuesday. Apparently some of the big plays of the day hit Devontae Smith perfectly down the field in 7-on-7s. Devontae Smith destroyed James Bradberry on a route. He gave AJ Brown a chance on a 9 route down the sidelines. And apparently AJ Brown made the catch of the year. Darius Slay tipped the football. Brown catches it with one hand and pins it against his helmet. And then Hurts connected with Jalen Rager on 2 deep bombs today. And again, that sidearm completion, which was cool to hear about. Jalen Rager beating double coverage on one of the 35 to 40 yard bombs for touchdowns. Overall, a great day for QB1. Got to have those practices start to string together complete performances. And Rager, too, again, as I mentioned, Jalen Rager was great in training camp last year. So I'm not going to be like, start Jalen Rager now over Quez Watkins. Here comes that Nelson Agholor like year 3 jump because of one good day of practice. He did get opportunities with the first team today because Quez Watkins had an illness. Zach Pascal has an illness as well. Still hasn't started practice with the Eagles. So Rager got reps with the ones and he's making plays. Some people were like, that's good. Need depth on this team. That's true. He's a first round talent. Maybe he bounces back this year. I think that's crazy overreaction theater. I'm thinking about it more along the lines of here's an opportunity for Jalen to flash a little bit and show a wide receiver needy team in August that they should trade for him. That's me is Howie Roseman should be. I made the point on Twitter. It was Mr. Smithers, right? In The Simpsons doing the excellent, you know, the excellent take with his hands, you know, all diabolical like. And I said, Howie Roseman realizing maybe training camp monster Jalen Rager is going to come back for year 2 and raise that trade stock. Who knows? The Baltimore Ravens, the Chicago Bears come calling. Maybe if Rager keeps shining like this in camp and is getting reps with the ones, you can move him for more value than we thought because you're not going to cut him and eat that $8 million cap hit. To me, I'm rooting for the reverse of what you did in 2016. You traded Dennis Kelly for Doriel Green Beckham. You took a flyer on a second round pick that had a lot of upside that wasn't working in Tennessee. Give me the opposite. Give me a nice backup, you know, low end starter at a position the Eagles could use it for. Like, get me another tight end if I can swap Jalen Rager out and do a reverse DGB from 2016. The Jalen's thrive today at practice, but I also want to get into coming up next right here on Lockdown Eagles, the other receivers, the ones that are going to really matter this year, specifically Devontae Smith and AJ Brown and at corner Darius Slay and James Bradberry. It sounds like at camp, those four are going to war. And I think that's very important for this team this year. So that's coming up next right here on Lockdown Eagles. But first, guys, a shout out to our sponsor of the day. It's Built Bar. If you haven't tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you are depriving yourself of one of the life's greatest joys. And guess what? There's a new flavor. Ready? Delicious, indulgent cookie dough. Every time Built Bar uses cookie dough, I'm all in. It's covered in chocolate. That's right. Built has done it again. Let me introduce you to your new favorites, cookie dough chunk puffs. They have a light, chewy texture, real cookie dough chunks. And of course, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. All the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, this is the best part, it's healthy for you. All of the flavor, none of the guilt. Cookie dough chunk puffs are only 160 calories, and they have a whopping 15 grams of protein in them. Run to built.com to snag a box for you and the family. It's going to be a perfect treat, or you can find a really good hiding place and just hoard them for yourself. Like all Built Bars, the new cookie dough chunk puff is covered in 100% real chocolate, and that means you're healthy and tasty. Chocolate-covered cookie dough with a light, fluffy texture, just incredible. You're going to love the new cookie dough chunk puffs. Head over to built.com today and use the promo code LOCKED15, and you're going to get 15% off your order. Once again, that's promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off of the protein bar that's changing the game. It's Built Bar. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into this Tuesday edition of your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, Locked On Eagles. I'm Louis DiBiase hosting the show today. Gino will be back tomorrow. Coach Camilleri had football practice late tonight, had a youth event that he needed to help out with. So I'm running today's show talking about Tuesday's practice. Jalen Hurts looked great. Jalen Reagor as well, rising that trade stock, baby. Let's get something for Reagor. And I wanted to get into as well what happened at practice between A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Darius Slay, and James Bradberry. Those four, it's crazy. I think I've said this on the show before, but to see the Eagles might have four top receivers and corners, these positions where they have struggled for most of the last 6 to 7 years outside of Alshon and Nelly's run in 2017 and 2018, to have two potential top-tier players at both of these positions in a league where you need to pass the football has been incredible. And to see these four battling at practice, it sounds like these guys are going to war. Iron is sharpening iron, and that is really important for the Eagles, because if you're A.J. Brown and you're going up against James Bradberry and Darius Slay every day at camp, I mean, corners across the NFL matchups each week are going to feel like nothing. Same with Devontae Smith, and it goes vice versa for the corners. Darius Slay and James Bradberry, their toughest matchups throughout the entire year are going to be in practice against A.J. Brown and against Darius Slay. It sounds like they're battling. Smith, it sounds like, got James Bradberry today for that deep touchdown in 7-on-7s. Then you had the catch of the year so far at camp between A.J. Brown and Darius Slay on that 9 route down the field. And then even the corners got after the receivers. James Bradberry in 7-on-7s got A.J. Brown breaking up a pass over the middle of the field. Bradberry had two more pass breakups today. It sounds like he's been one of the best defensive players in camp so far. And that's great to hear, because 2021 Bradberry wasn't as good as 2020 Bradberry. If you're getting the 2020 version of this player, you have, again, two bona fide CB1s on this defense. And it shouldn't really come as a surprise to anybody that James Bradberry is breaking up passes. Since 2016, only his counterpart, Darius Slay, has more pass breakups in the NFL for a cornerback. It's a juggernaut battle. I can't wait to watch them go head-to-head on Sunday. Again, it's two legit receivers at the top versus two legit corners, I think, in the NFL. And when was the last time you had this great of a battle between receivers and corners at camp for the Eagles? You can go back to, probably 10 years ago, right? DeSean Jackson versus Asante Samuel. Before that, it was, for a year in 2004, Terrell Owens and Lito Shepard or Sheldon Brown. There haven't been many since. Alshon versus Darby isn't really what A.J. Brown and Darius Slay is, or Devontae Smith versus James Bradberry, or any combination of those four. To see them all battling, it's going to help all four of these guys. Not that they really need any help anyway. They're all top-tier players, if you ask me, at their position. Not as much Bradberry, and Devontae Smith still has to prove it in year two, but I'm convinced that they're both going to have really good 2022 seasons for this team. And we know who A.J. Brown and Darius Slay are. They've been all completely battling at camp, and can't wait to watch that on Sunday. By the way, too, the other thing with Darius Slay that I love to see at camp is each day he's been after practice working with the young corners. So you got Zach McPherson heading into an important year two as maybe the number one boundary corner backup for Bradberry and Slay. You have Kerry Vincent Jr. You have Tae Gwan. You have Mario Goodrich. You have Josh Jobe. You have so many different, you know, Jimmy Moreland in the slot. It's a veteran, but you also have Josiah Scott. There's a lot of youth. Howie Roseman just took a bunch of young corners, threw them at the wall, and he's going to see what sticks. And Darius Slay, working with those guys, that's the thing. With Zach McPherson and Tae Gwan and Kerry Vincent, they have two amazing players to watch how they go about their business with Slay and Bradbury. That can really help their development, learning from one of the best in the NFL. If maybe just one of those guys can have a Marcus Epps-like career path trajectory for this team to continue to solidify the depth at corner, that's going to be very important. The Eagles know about the importance of cornerback depth more than any team. So to hear those four battling and Slay's helping develop these young corners, it's a really good sign for this team this year and beyond. We're going to get into, coming up next, a defensive player for the Eagles that's shining in camp that I feel like isn't getting enough love because of all the new pieces and some returning pieces as well. I want to get into that coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. All right, Eagles fans, we're back. Welcome into a Tuesday edition of LOE, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. We thank you so much for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. We talked about Jalen Hurts shining today at practice, Jalen Reagor, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. They're going at it with James Bradbury and Darius Slay, a juggernaut, star-studded battle at receiver and corner at the NovaCare Complex. And we talked a lot the last few weeks about, you know, Hassan Riddick, how he's going to fit in, and Jordan Davis and Kazir White, the linebacking depth, the corners, as I said, who's going to win the battle at safety for the most snaps, and Brandon Graham coming back, the roles of Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave, both this year and long term. We've just talked about so many different angles of this defense, and there's still one player that's not really getting a ton of love, and it's not because people think he's a bust. Like, you know, not expecting much from Derek Barnett, but I think it's just like inevitable. We assume that he's going to take another step this year, but I think we should be hyping up what Josh Sweat could do in 2022 more than maybe we actually are. Josh Sweat, when you think about how he's going to benefit from, because when you look at Josh Sweat last year and just his entire career trajectory, he's getting better each and every year. His sack numbers, his snaps, efficiency, tackles for a loss, play against the run, his health, everything since the Eagles took a chance on this kid in 2018 in the fourth round has steadily improved. It earned him a contract extension last year, and he returned the favor with having a career year for the Eagles, 7.5 sacks on the year. But I would say there's way more meat on the bones. And I don't think that has anything to do with Josh Sweat, really. Last year, when you look at the complete lack of depth on the defensive line, that didn't help Sweat or anybody. Brandon Graham goes down. You have just Derek Barnett. And, you know, what else did you have? Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave on the inside. But your defensive end depth, Ryan Kerrigan, was absolutely nothing that you expected him to be. He was completely useless the entire season. So, and Derek Barnett had his worst year of his career too, with only what, two and a half sacks. It was up to Josh Sweat. All the attention on the edge was going to Josh Sweat. And so, and he was kind of out of position too. He wasn't really doing what I think he does best, filling in for Brandon Graham. He was filling in for everybody and still had 7.5 sacks, really picked it up at the end of the year when the team needed it most. And so I'm thinking about this year, you can take the load off him, right? The attention off of him with Hassan Riddick. We saw what Hassan Riddick could do for Brian Burns' production last year and vice versa. Those two fed off each other so much. All of the depth in the defensive tackle group, pass rushers like Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, you add Jordan Davis to the mix. You know, I just think in the scheme too, as long as they're not using him in coverage like they might use Hassan Riddick at times, and they're using Sweat in more creative ways to get him free and getting to the quarterback, I think Josh Sweat, I think most people would predict, and I would too, that Hassan Riddick leads this team at the end of the season in sacks, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's Josh Sweat. I wouldn't be surprised that, again, you look at the Panthers last year, it was Burns and Riddick, and I feel like a lot of the attention went to Burns at times, right? I think the strong side of the offense was more towards Burns' side versus Riddick, and I think Riddick sometimes thrived off of some one-on-one matchups, against even tight ends, moving around the formation, stunts. I think the Eagles are going to be much more creative this year in that way with Reddick himself and Sweat. But also, again, that attention going to other players like Jordan Davis, doubling him inside, having to maybe go strong on wherever Hassan Reddick is because he's been one of the most efficient pass rushers in the league the last 2 years. I think that's all going to benefit Josh Sweat, who could be the Reddick this year while Reddick is your Burns. You know what I mean? Brian Burns' role, that's Hassan Reddick, and now Josh Sweat is more what Hassan Reddick was in Carolina. I think both those guys could have double-digit sacks. This is such an exciting young duo of edge rushers. And with the way Brandon Graham is looking in camp so far, you saw the other day Jonathan Gannon say, you would never think that, and I think Sweat himself said it, you would never think that Graham's a 34-year-old coming off a torn Achilles, right? So Graham's going to rotate in. Sweat's going to be more fresh. You want to keep this guy healthy too with his injury history. I'm really excited to see what Josh Sweat could do in 2022. And I don't feel like we're talking about him enough. He was Pro Bowl alternate last year, too. This is one of your best young players that I think is going to have a big year. And I think he's going to continue that trajectory of having a better season the more and more he goes on. As long as, again, they're using him the right way. And I think they're going to. I think this team knows. I think, you know, Jonathan Gannon knows Josh Sweat is a pass rusher. You know, just like Reddick is, Reddick shouldn't be used a lot in coverage either, but he can at least do it to a better level than Josh Sweat. Josh Sweat is more of a traditional hand in the dirt, get downhill kind of pass rusher. You can use him creatively in that way, but he should not be going backwards at all this year on defense. He should always be going forward. And if he does, he's going to have over 7.5 sacks this year. I guarantee it. All right, Eagles fans, that's going to do it for today's edition of Locked On Eagles. We'll be back tomorrow for another recap of what's going down at practice at the NovaCare Complex, all that and more. We're your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, Monday through Friday on all podcast platforms, on YouTube as well. And we're always talking birds on Twitter. Hit us up at Locked On Birds and at DiBiase, LOE. We thank you so much for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Make sure your second listen is the Locked On NFL podcast. All the news across the league, like that Dolphins scandal with Brady and Sean Payton, all of it and more in under 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get your shows. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for watching and listening. And let's go, Birds.